This show brought to you by Circle of Seven.
Canned Laughter and Coffee with Renee Bernard. Women's fiction, romance, and laughter.
You got me so kafluberated that I hit the wrong button. I hit the end of the show button instead of the start. This is terrible. Okay, here we'll pretend that that was professional. Okay, so welcome everyone to Canned Laughter and Coffee with Renee Bernard. And if you haven't guessed that I'm Renee Bernard and that Danny Kemp, I'm sorry, I'm going to call you Daniel just in case somebody's just looking at the book cover. But Danny Kemp is on my show tonight, and I am way past excited because this is your second time. I've kind of tricked you into coming back, even though you're a roaring success now.
You told me you were desperate.
I did. I did tell you I was desperate. That was an admission. I was desperate. This is like getting Elvis back. This is very cool. You got fans screaming for you. You're about to, am I right? You're about to go on a 12-day consecutive book
signing. 16.
Oh, 16, my God.
Right? 16. 16 Saturdays. Well, no, I'll tell a lie. It's 15 Saturdays and one Wednesday. So one week, it's a Saturday, a Wednesday, and a Saturday. Oh.
Right. Hey, all you Wednesday people, we didn't leave you out. Danny wanted to make sure that at least one of those days was for you midweekers. God. So how generous.
Well, the store actually suggested that. They said they were busy on a Wednesday, so could I come on a Wednesday?
Hey.
Which is normally a work day. So, yes, but yes, 16.
Wow. So,
I'm
going to reveal my ignorance, okay? But you're going to basically be moved. Are these all within the London area, or are they shipping you out?
No, I think there's only two, actually, in the London area. There's, I think, two in the Kent area, a couple in Sussex, which isn't that far, a couple in Surrey, but then there are two up in Yorkshire, which is a fair drive for me. It's about a 4 or 5 hour drive.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Are they going to, compensate you with
cookies or biscuits?
Cookies
and
a cup
of tea,
maybe. Treat when you come in the door in a Yorkshire bookshop? Would it be hot chocolate and... Of course, it's summer, iced tea and a beer.
no, I can't drink, but... The weather we're having here for a summer, hot chocolate will go down well, I think.
Oh, my goodness.
We're having a
terrible one. So the people that are there for the Olympic selling T-shirts aren't doing too well?
I don't know about that. I heard today that the T-shirts were made in China.
Oh.
I think everything's made in China now, though.
I think it is. I think that's the new law. I'm struggling to find anything that isn't.
Mm. I can imagine.
But not to say, I don't want to get those emails, not to say we don't love our
Chinese
readers.
Absolutely.
Yes,
absolutely. Love Chinese.
Yeah, I
just wish I could translate my book into Chinese and sell it to all the millions out in China.
I think you can. I think you will. I don't see how that's a problem. If you say it, Danny, it seems to come to pass. So if you would say something nice about my books, I would be
We get obsession with Where's Pearls translated into Chinese. We get those novels translated.
Where's Pearls? That's right. And Obsession with Opal sent out this December. And nobody knows this. This is a secret. And it'll still be a secret, because it's just us, you and me on the phone here. But I'm donating part of the proceeds to Opals, to the next book, to Women Escaping a Violent Environment. So it's Weave is the name of the group. And that's because the heroine is escaping a violent marriage.
Mm.
So there you go, everybody. Support a good cause.
Worthy cause.
By a romance. So I'm going to say it, I think you had a wonderful stroke of luck with a cab ride. And
it sounded
like almost too good to be true. When you emailed me, it was like, no. And I thought, oh, he's having Danny on. That's so mean.
Well, that was my initial reaction. That was exactly how I felt, really.
Good, because I was feeling protected. I got a little mama bear on you. I'm not going to lie. I got a little up in arms. I told a friend, I said, if that guy is lying, I swear I'm going to track him down and punch him right in the nose. But he was really, it was real. So tell the story. Tell me what happened.
Well, it really happened about the weekend before, I think, because I had a review on the Amazon sites where it likened my novel to the 39 Steps of John Buchan novel that Alfred Hitchcock, amongst others, made into a film. That was posted on the Amazon sites, and I was delighted to see that. Anyway, a few days later, I was at work driving a cab in London, and it was a rainy night, and a man just ran across the road in Regent Street and hailed me. Got in the back and we were going to Victoria Station, which isn't that far, it's about a 20-minute cab ride. And we were talking about the roadworks that are in town. At that time, it was for the Jubilee mainly, but also for the Olympics and the other facilities that were being renewed, like the water mains and gas mains, and goodness knows what they're doing in London. Anyway, so as the conversation went on, I said, do you mind if I speak about me and my book that's just been published? He went, no, not at all. So I told him about it. And I told him about this review, by which time we were stopped outside Victoria Station. And he said to me, quite casually, he said, well, this might be your lucky day and my lucky day. I'm a film producer, and that's the kind of story I'm looking to make into a film.
Wow.
Well, like you, I thought, yeah, I've heard it all before. You know, nothing's going to happen here. So anyway, I gave him a card that has my website on, and I said, well, if you want, you could look there. There's a synopsis of the novel. It gives you a brief glance at the first chapter, and you can see the review on Amazon. And he said, OK, I'll look, and I'll be in touch, and I thought no more about it. Anyway, the next morning, my mobile phone rang, and he said, I've looked. Can you meet me again tonight at the same place? Now, me being me, I thought all he wants really is a free ride to Victoria State. Well, you do, don't you? You know, you get suspicious. And I thought, well, if it's pouring a rain again, you know, there he is. He wouldn't have to wait for a cab. He's got one more or less outside his door. So, anyway, I turned up. I parked up in a rank. There is a rank just in Regent Street there. I put on that, waiting for him. And this time I took the novel with me because I thought, well, it could happen. It could be true. And if it is true, I'll give him a book and let him see it for himself. So over he comes and he gets in. Off we go to Victoria again. We talk about this and that. We talk about the novel. And I gave him the novel, as I say. And once again, when we got to Victoria Station, he said, well, I'll read part of your book and I'll be in touch, you know, whenever. I'll be in touch soon. Now, this, I think, was on the Wednesday. I think I dropped him off. And on the Saturday, I had an email. Would I meet him for lunch on Monday? Well, that was exciting enough. You know, my wife and I were over the moon. And you can imagine the expectation that we're going through here. So on Monday, off I go to meet him, and he made the offer then. He said, I want to buy the option from you. He said, lots of people just, they don't buy the option. A lot of authors are offered an option, and it's put in a bin, and then maybe it will be taken out sometime in the future, but it ties you to that producer for the length of the option. He said, no, I want to make my commitment clear. I want to buy it, and I want to only hold the option for 12 months, by which time, if I haven't made the film in 12 months, you are either free to sell it to somebody else or I will rebuy the option from you. So that was his commitment, you know, instead of
giving
you an end. That was nice. Well, I drove home that night, Renee, and I'll tell you, I was in a different world. I was stuck in traffic. I think it took me about 2.5 hours to get home. I didn't go to work. I came straight home. I was in a surreal world. I was surrounded by real life, and yet I was floating over the moon. I didn't know where I was.
Then
since then, we've met again. I met him last week, I believe. We discussed it, and they were doing the screenplay. He's been out to the United Arab Emirates once in June. He's going back out there in July because that's where they're building a set. And then they're going to film it on location in London. So things are going well. Actually, he did a proofread of the novel. He did that free of charge. And that was the new text because there were some apostrophes missing in the first one and a couple of other things. But, it's what else can I say?
It's
We're in a
dream.
Different world at the moment.
I think that's so wonderful. I'm just so happy for you. And well, it's not terrible, though, that we've been so bruised. I think it's hard as a writer. Your heart is out there, and, you know, you take a lot of criticism, and it's so hard to be accepted or noticed.
Yeah.
And we are a little skeptical sometimes when somebody walks up and something or other. You're like, sure. Sure.
You can say what you like, really, to people, can't you? You can say, well, I'm this or I'm that. But until it comes down to the dotted line and you see someone's commitment, you are sceptical. Why wouldn't you be?
Well,
I've just been so lucky on that.
Hey, I'm a movie producer. It sounds a little, you know.
Doesn't it?
Hey.
Doesn't it?
Free cab
you
ride.
Don't need...
I would have the same thing. So is there a part in it for me, Danny? I am a redhead and voluptuous. I think I would really, you know, do well. I'm just, you know, I just want to throw that out. And I majored in theater in college. So I'll send my resume. I'm willing. Are you going to be like Alfred Hitchcock and do a cameo?
No.
Be in the pub or be in one of the scenes or die at a party?
I say no. I, if the opportunity came, I don't know. It depends on how much they want to pay me.
Well, make sure he knows you've been doing radio theater with Colin Lively and that you've got
some
experience in the entertainment industry. Yeah. Hmm. And that, you know, the Helena Bonham Carter link and a few other, you're right there. So let them know you are good to go. You're vetted, as they say.
Wouldn't
that be hilarious? Wouldn't you love that?
Well, in particular, my granddaughter wants a role in it. She's already said that. She said she wants to be in the film.
Are you?
I don't know what else, though. I don't think there is a role for her to play.
All your Facebook friends will be like, me.
On Twitter, because obviously I'm on Twitter, but the amount of people on Twitter say, how do you get your book to be made into a film? Please tell me.
Well,
and I keep saying,
well,
it's just pure luck.
They're hoping for a quick and easy answer. Yeah, for just come on, tell me. Honestly, Danny, I mean, that's how I usually know if somebody's really serious or not about the craft or about what they're doing, is if the first or second question is, how do I get published? And they kind of want to skip all those steps in between and hear some magical answer. And I never have a magical answer. I always feel bad because they don't want you to say, write a good book.
Well, that's
not what they were hoping to hear. See? Look at that.
What happened?
We only have a minute and a half. It never is long enough. I think I'm going to put in for a half an hour show because this is just wrong. Danny, Desolate Garden. If you don't have your copy, order it now. Available everywhere. And Danny's going to be on Colin Lively's radio show this Friday. I can't wait to hear this skit. And, I don't want to give away the ending. I don't want to be a spoiler. But he has a recurring role on Colin Lively's program. And when this
13 weeks.
When this movie comes out, Danny, I'm there. I'm gonna find a way and I'm going to get there. This is it.
If I can,
I'm so
Ray, I'll send you tickets.
I would love that. I would love that. All right, everybody. Thank you for joining Danny and I on Canned Laughter and Coffee. And thank you, Danny, for getting up in the middle of the night to do this. I love you. You are my favorite guy, as you know.
Thank you.
And please give
you
your wife
well,
a big
Rita.
Kiss and hug from me, because I just think you are the best. All right. Good night, everybody. And we'll see you next week for more Canned Laughter and Coffee. See you next Tuesday night.
Good night.
This show brought to you by Circle of Seven Productions, www.cosproductions.com. Please be sure to subscribe and welcome to our circle.